WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Marina Roy. A Long Island man has been arrested and charged in connection with three of the Gilgo Beach murders from more than a decade ago. He's identified as Rex Huerman, a 59-year-old architect, husband, and father. In court documents, investigators allege he used one of his burner phones to conduct thousands of searches related to sex workers and sadistic torture-related pornography. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone confirming the arrest.
Members of our team have been on bringing justice for these victims and closure to these families who have suffered.
Iowa's governor is expected to sign the abortion bill into law today that bans the procedure roughly after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's likely to face legal challenges. Millions of Americans facing unbearable heat with triple-digit temperatures coast to coast. The heat dome hovering over Texas and Arizona for weeks. This is ABC News. The Biden administration with good news for some student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education today is notifying 800,000 people that their student loan debts will be forgiven, part of an ongoing effort by the Biden administration to provide some relief to Americans. The debt relief will go to people in income-driven repayment plans, borrowers who enrolled in plans that were supposed to forgive their debts if they paid for 20 to 25 years. But due to counting errors, very few people actually got the relief they were promised. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying in a statement, quote, "For far too long, borrowers fell through the cracks of a broken system that failed to keep accurate track of their progress towards forgiveness." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Bastille Day celebrations taking place in France. 100,000 police officers are deployed across the country amid recent protests over the police killing of a teen with North African roots. Fireworks shows have been canceled in parts of the country this year over fears of more unrest. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Oshkosh Air Support News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in the Fox Cities. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to ramp up efforts to stop speeders, specifically trucks and commercial drivers. According to WBAY-TV, state troopers are riding in school buses to get a better view at how truckers operate their vehicles, even letting them see into the cabs. It's all part of a campaign called Trooper in a Truck. Authorities say if they see a violation from the bus, they can radio a car to pull over the truck. Last year, there were 73 deaths in Wisconsin that involved big trucks. A 14-year-old murder suspect is ordered to stand trial in Fond du Lac. Paris Larry is charged with first-degree murder for the shooting of 20-year-old Tatiana Zek. He will be tried as an adult. The incident took place on May 7th at the Maplewood Commons Apartments parking lot. Police are still looking for a second suspect in the shooting, 17-year-old Antonio Johnston. Pete Schwaba, WISS 98.3 News.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Don't you stay quiet on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The House just passed the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. Had to pass the House. Then it goes to the Senate. Senate can pass their own version. Then it goes to a reconciliation committee so that a final bill comes out that's voted on by both chambers and goes to Joe Biden for signature. Now, the final vote was 219 to 210. 19 to 210. It had several controversial amendments that McCarthy permitted to be left in the bill to get the votes of some Republican hardliners. This had to do with getting rid of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, however you define it. It's not like the military goes around and super big on DEI, but letting in to the military, recruiting to the military, people from all backgrounds, all cultural backgrounds, who are in the U.S., either citizens or lawfully here, is very, very important. We're not even hitting our recruitment numbers now. They just took an axe, and it's not at all clear in a lot of people's minds what they're going to deem DEI to be. The other one is abortion travel. And here, succinctly, is the problem with loading that into a defense authorization. The idea is that if a service member, a woman, is in a state where abortion is illegal and there's no exception even for the life or health of the mother, Oklahoma, Idaho, Wisconsin, frankly, and a couple of other states, if she has a complication, let's say she gets sepsis, she's advised that she can't survive the pregnancy. If a doctor treats her in Oklahoma, Idaho, for instance, he runs the risk of criminal prosecution, believe it or not. So he would advise her, you must go to a state where it would be lawful. And where would that be? Well, Oklahoma and Idaho, I suppose, going up to Washington State or Oregon, that kind of thing. Minnesota, if you're in, I don't know where, Colorado. The problem is that enlisted women, E1s, E2s, E3s, make hardly any money. They make very little money. What if they have a couple of other kids? What if they have a husband who's out of work? What if they don't have the money? The military will give them leave, but they may not have the money. Under the present circumstance, the military would help at least pay for their travel. You still only get their salary, an E1, E2, E3 salary. Those of you who serve in the military, E1, E2 would be enlisted one, enlisted two would be like a private or a seaman in the Navy, an airman in the Air Force. But they frequently can get a flight on a military plane, standby, and they would be prohibited from doing that for these women because these chicken hawks in the Republican caucus are trying to micromanage the military. Four Democrats voted for the bill. Four Republicans voted against it. So it was a wash. It was a horse apiece. Final vote, 219 to 210. One of the good results is that all of the Ukraine amendments were shot down. But they got somewhere from 70 to 80 votes, all of them, somewhere a little more than that, 90 votes. Cut off aid to Ukraine. Give you an example. 70 House Republicans voted for Matt Gaetz's amendment in the defense bill to cut off all military aid to Ukraine. Well, who were the 70 House Republicans? I looked at the list. They're the usual MAGA crowd and some people that no one's ever heard of or recognizes, but the two that stood out to me are unusual. One of them is James Comer. He's the committee chairman trying to investigate Biden from Kentucky. And he's trying to present himself as some sort of mainstream Republican, but he voted with the Ruskies to cut off all military aid to Ukraine. The other one that surprised me was a Wisconsin congressman. Guess who it was? One Wisconsin congressman voted for Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, amendment, which failed and only got 70 votes. Tiffany of Hazelhurst. Tiffany is a member of the Freedom Caucus, supportive of Tommy Tuberville, who is blocking the promotion of our flag officer nominees, admirals, generals. He is a fan, supportive of Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar. All these chicken hawks who think they're going to micromanage the military. And he's in Wisconsin. How is that possible? The 7th Congressional District, my friend Dave Obey held that for 40 years. He won a special election in 1969. He held it for 40 years until he retired. I think it was in the 2010 election. And he was the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He was a giant in the House of Representatives. Before that, there were 10 congressional districts in Wisconsin. Now there are 8. But before Obey, the previous decade, there was 10. And a big part of the 7th Congressional District now is part of the 10th Congressional District. The congressman is Alvin Okonski. Alvin Okonski, Republican, moderate. Everybody liked Alvin Okonski. And then Dave Obey took over. How do you go from people like Alvin Okonski, moderate Republican, fairly good guy, David Obey. And then, of course, you had Duffy for a while, but now you have Tiffany, MAGA, member of the Freedom Caucus, voted to cut off all military aid to Ukraine in service to the Ruskies. Well, these Ukraine amendments didn't go anywhere. But two amendments did, at least two. Remember, there are 1,500 amendments. McCarthy jawboned them down to 80. And the wingnuts, he thought he had to throw something to the wingnuts. What he should have done is say, I'm going to lose the wingnuts. There's 30 of them. But I'm not going to put DEI and abortion in this. If I want to deal with that, I'll deal with another bill. And go to Hakeem Jeffries and say, okay, I need 30 votes. Hakeem Jeffries will give him 30 votes. But he puts this in DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, which is a label. There's not the kind of DEI that people complain about in the military. They're welcoming everybody. They're welcoming everybody. Some of our best veterans are African-American, Latino, Native American. Native American are really some of our best veterans during the Second World War. Remember the code talkers, the Navajos. The Japanese had cracked some of our fuel codes. They would speak to each other in Navajo. Japanese couldn't understand it. Some of them were captured. They were killed. They were excellent. Trump insulted them when they came to the White House and laughed at them, made Indian jokes. The Republican Party is a clear and present danger to the United States. But this abortion travel thing, it's not like the Army is providing abortions or the Navy. But if you have an E1 or an E2 woman who is not making hardly any money, not making much money at all, may have other kids, and her life is threatened, under this bill, they're not going to be permit her to take a military hop on standby basis. Now, I have a lot of friends in the military. I have a lot of friends whose fathers were career military, and they take these hops all the time. You know, they go to an Air Force base and they say, do you have any room on a cargo plane to Europe? And they wait around. And then they get some room. It's not super luxurious, but the price is right because it's free, because they're military dependent. These enlisted women are going to have to pay their own travel. And nobody wants an abortion. But who are the chicken hawks who are micromanaging this? And especially Tuberville, a classic chicken, a 250-pound chicken hawk. You know, he was a football coach at Auburn, I think. Auburn has a good football team. And also, the guys from Alabama that I served with were great, great veterans. What the hell does he think he's doing? Thinks people in Auburn don't want generals and admirals to be promoted. They're not all draft dodgers. Some are, like Trump, who ginned up this bone spurs thing. But they've never done anything in their lives in service to anyone. And they're sitting, he's not doing this to screw up just the promotions. If Biden caves to him on this, what, some women will die, quite frankly, if they can't get transportation to a safe state. But the next thing he wants is the new space facility to go in Alabama, not Colorado. The rest of them want to rescind the debt deal, or they're not going to vote for any new spending September 30. I'm putting this on everybody's radar. This is very important. This is what the modern Republican Party has degenerated to. It's extremely important that this be known. And stand by. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight, lows around 64. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Chance for scattered storms Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the mid 70s on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, and let's not forget it wasn't just African Americans that served with distinction in World War II. It was also Japanese Americans that came from the internment camps to serve in the United for the United States, not only in Europe but also in the European, the Pacific field of operations, and many of them served heroically there as well. But I don't. The Republicans are just completely out. They've lost it, as you said. I mean, and Tom Tiffany apparently said he questioned whether he would support aid going to England during World War II. Prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, that you know, and it is just, I mean, that if you can't answer that question today, and just say Nazism is bad, that you've got no business in public office at all, and you should be called out on that as well. I mean, that saying that, it means you support white supremacy and you support Nazis. I mean, he maybe is too stupid to understand that, but I mean that it's something, a question he should be confronted with. You mean that because these clones are just clones. They're trying to beat the abortion issue, and it is just ridiculous. I mean, we got Mike Pence now saying that women should be required to carry a dead baby in their womb. That it's just ridiculous. And I don't know who they think they're fooling. And, you know, that it's an ever declining batch of people that think like that. And but they seem to think that they need to give those people service rather than the people of the United States and our U.S. military. As you said, some of these women, their lives are at risk, and that, and these same Republicans are probably be denying these women free access to birth control. I mean, it is just
right. Here's the thing:
it staggers my imagination.
Yeah, Mark, thanks, Glenn. And here's the thing, and I don't think we need to gild the lily on this. I mean, Tom Tiffany, voted against any military aid to Ukraine. And B has voted for a defense appropriation bill. Voted for a defense appropriation bill that would outlaw the government, say the Army, helping with transportation for a female enlisted soldier. They don't make hardly any money, believe me. Going somewhere to be treated if her life's in danger. You've got to focus on something. There are right now something like 14 states that have outlawed abortion, and they are the home of 70 million Americans. We have about 340 million people in this country, so a little over 20% of the country. We have army bases in a lot of these places. We have Navy personnel in the ones where there are ports. This is very serious. If a woman in the Army is stationed, you know, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, I had a buddy did artillery training, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, still artillery out there. And there are women out there. If you're an E1 or an E2, enlisted one, enlisted two, you make no money. If you go in, the doctor says you have sepsis or you have an ectopic pregnancy, and your life is in danger. The Army can't let her on standby get a plane out of Oklahoma. You know, now, I mean, not all these states is it a short drive to an adjacent legal state. They are micromanaging our military. Congress should not be micromanaging our military. Some of them are draft dodgers and many of them are chicken hawks. The first sound of a shot fired in anger, they'd be groveling on the floor. So who said they can be doing this? They should decide how much money in good faith we should allocate to the military. Right now it's $880 million, $1 billion, to buy planes and ships and guns, ammo, pay soldiers and sailors, and then step back. The president of the United States is the commander in chief, not them. Not these chicken hawks. Going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Oh, man, it just gets worse every day. I hate to tell you, great show as usual and great callers. And I have to say that, you know what, I look at him now. You know, I can't even stand to watch him talk anymore. You know, I always watch live for many years, and I've never seen the degradation of the people that are serving on the Republican Party. To me, they're like a bunch of animals. I'm serious about this. They attack anybody that don't kowtow to them. And they, if it's a war against anybody who is not a white male. This is a war on women. There's plenty of women who get raped in the military, maybe not in their, but while they are in the military, what are they going to do about that? I mean, they're just sick. I don't get this. I have never seen these type of animalistic behaviors. They don't do anything worthwhile. They have no brains in their head. They don't try to talk with people and say, okay, how do we fix the issues that people in our country are concerned about? They want to go after women. You better have a goddamn baby. You don't have insurance. Tough tomatoes. You end up on the street. Too bad for you. We don't take care of kids. God darn Johnson from Wisconsin. I mean, these people are, I'm sorry to call it that, but it's from my own opinion and my upbringing and teaching kids in Sunday school, Bible school. These people are evil. I'm sorry. All they do is go after people. They never try to raise people up. They never try to look for goodness in people. They're just spewing out all this ugly, terroristic behaviors and hurting our country significantly. Sorry, Matt, I couldn't hold it. I had to spew it out on Friday. So thank you very much. This is horrifying. I challenge everybody to watch these people in meetings, real meetings, and see how ridiculous they are. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Your calls are the best. The highlight of my day. I see the rest of you on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. It's a direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. But she don't care. My baby don't care.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. A Long Island man has been arrested and charged in connection with three of the Gilgo Beach murders from more than a decade ago. He's identified as Rex Huerman, a 59-year-old architect, husband, and father. In court documents, investigators allege he used one of his burner phones to conduct thousands of searches related to sex workers and sadistic torture-related pornography. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone confirming the arrest.
Members of our team have been on bringing justice for these victims and closure to these families who have suffered.
Iowa's governor is expected to sign the abortion bill into law today that bans the procedure roughly after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's likely to face legal challenges. Millions of Americans facing unbearable heat with triple-digit temperatures coast to coast. The heat dome hovering over Texas and Arizona for weeks. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Green Bay police have shut down the 800 block of South Baird Street on the city's east side to serve a warrant this morning. The closure will be from Poirier Street to Lake Street. The GBPD will be working the area with Brown County Sheriff's deputies. Officials say the area is safe, but will most likely be closed the rest of the day as they conduct the search. Manitowoc police are looking for underage victims of a man they say offered drugs for sexual favors. 23-year-old Desmond McWilliams was arrested for child enticement Tuesday when he showed up to meet a 16-year-old girl he had been texting with and found police waiting for him instead. Police suspect there are other victims after searching McWilliams' phone. Authorities are encouraging anyone who has had similar contact with McWilliams to contact the Manitowoc Police Department. Your chances of winning the $875 million Powerball jackpot Saturday are 1 in 300 million. I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Okay, yeah, I'm defamation on my mind and Fox News on my mind, and they've already got a billion-dollar lawsuit against them, and Spartanmatic is another $2 billion, and the other small the Epps thing and so forth. Is it possible, with enough defamation lawsuits, to declare them an illegal organization the way they did the Trump Organization in New York? I'm just wondering, is there a way to take down Fox for all their lies, demonstrate them in court, and create a bunch of defamation lawsuits and bankrupt the whole gizmo? Is that a ridiculous idea, or how possible is that, in your opinion?
No, it's very creative. All right, let me deconstruct that and also give a little more background in what Bob Madison just said, very important issue. Fox right now is now facing, as of the other day, two major defamation lawsuits. One of them had been filed by Smartmatic, as Bob said, at $2.7 billion, because Tucker Carlson and all of their hosts went on the air and lied, said that Smartmatic's technology could be hacked and that it was unreliable. When you say that about a company's core business, that's a death sentence. They start losing an awful lot of customers. So they sued. Fox already has paid, what, $790 million or $800 million to Dominion for lying. And now Smartmatic is 2.7. That's what they're asking. Doesn't mean they're going to get all of that. They fired Tucker Carlson. But they're at it again. Here's the second lawsuit referenced by Bob Madison. They've just been sued by James Ray Epps Sr. Who's James Ray Epps Sr.? James Ray Epps Sr., I believe he still lives in Arizona, is a guy who watches only Fox, and he watched it, and he was convinced by Fox and by Trump that there'd been fraud in the election and Trump actually won it. Of course, that's false. The fraud came from Trump himself. Trump lost it by seven million votes nationally, about 30 electoral votes, maybe a little more, 40. Anyways, maybe 60. Biden got about 306 electoral votes. He only needed 270. In any event, James Ray Epps Sr., based on the misinformation from Fox and from Trump, went to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. He listened to Trump. He went up to the Capitol. I don't believe he's been convicted. I don't believe he did anything wrong, but he got swept up in the whole thing. Well, Tucker Carlson, when January 6th fell apart, Tucker Carlson, by the way, I've never met the guy, but this is a seriously deranged guy. I mean, he just will flat out lie, even in the background of his emails and what he says to staff. He knows he's lying. He thinks this is just entertainment, not news, and he can lie and people will like it. Problem is, a lot of them believe it. Anyway, he goes on the air, Tucker Carlson, and he goes, "There is a man named James Ray Epps Sr." He was an undercover federal agent. and he and other undercover federal agents ginned up January 6th, not Trump supporters. That's what he said. Now, first of all, that endangered James Ray Epps Sr. Guys look at him and say, "What? You're a Fed?" You know, I mean, that's a very, very dangerous thing. Secondly, it was false. James Ray Epps Sr. had nothing to do with the feds. He was a Trump supporter. So what happens is other media asked the federal government, they look at him, they say, "We never heard of this guy. He's not one of us. We didn't gin this thing up." But Tucker Carlson kept saying the FBI did it and James Ray Epps Sr. did it. How the hell he came up with some obscure guy, I don't know. But it wasn't funny to James Ray Epps Sr. It was not funny to him. So he sued Tucker Carlson and he sued Fox, and he wants a lot of money. Now, he's not going to get $790 million. It's what his reputation is worth. He clearly was lying, and he clearly has been damaged. I mean, people won't associate with him, I think. But what's that worth? It's whatever jury says it's worth. But even if he gets a couple of million bucks, that ain't chump change. So that's what's going on with Fox. But the thing that kills me about it, that kills me about Fox, they pay, and Bob Madison asked, can the mere fact of the filing of a lawsuit help shut a company down? The answer is no. Back prior to the early 70s, if you started a lawsuit against somebody, say they owed you money or something, you could freeze their bank accounts, believe it or not, in some states. And it puts a lot of pressure on them. And finally, about 50 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said no. You can't have some anticipatory remedy like that just freezes a guy. There has to be an actual judgment that said he owes you the money, because he might not owe you the money. So you can't, just because they're sued, And now, I suppose one exception is you could talk about this FCC license, but even that, I do not think that the Supreme Court, and I wouldn't countenance saying, all right, just because somebody sues somebody, you shut them down. Otherwise, billionaires would be suing Democratic news installations all the time. So, no, you can't do that. However, Tucker, how much does Tucker Carlson have to lie and Fox hosts have to lie? And how much money do they have to pay before they stop lying? They are still lying about Biden in China, Joe Biden. They are saying there is a secret informant who has testified that Joe Biden got money from China. This secret informant, this gal left, was a Chinese spy himself. China planted him to say that. He was indicted on 6 or 8 felony counts in the Southern District of New York, arrested in Cyprus because we have an extradition treaty. Everybody in Europe is very, very liberal on bail. They let him out and he disappeared. He's on the lam. We're hunting for him. We are hunting for him. Fox is still doesn't say any of that. Fox will still say, well, there's a reliable informant. And Comer, this guy from Kentucky, and I told you earlier, is one of the ones who voted to cut off all aid to Ukraine. He's going, well, we remember he gave a statement back a couple of months ago. He said, there's an informant who said this. He said, we're trying to get hold of him. Remember, these people in the spy business, they don't stay put in one place very long. This is a guy who is indicted as a Chinese spy. And then Nancy Mace, even, who comes across, she's from South Carolina, Republican, a pain in the neck. She comes out trying to be moderate, and she goes, well, he was indicted to shut him up. Now, wait a minute. He was a Chinese spy. Okay? He violated American law. He also was an arms dealer in the United Arab Emirates in Kenya. That's in the indictment. What, they're not supposed to indict him because the Chinese put him up to line? And Fox puts him on. I have a question. What's happened to the Republican Party? What's happened to the Republican Party I knew as a kid? Dwight Eisenhower was a well-respected figure. Ronald Reagan was a well-respected figure. Tommy Thompson was a well-respected figure. Lee Dreyfus was a well-respected figure. Warren Knowles was a well-respected figure. They didn't do this kind of stuff. Did it start with Scott Walker? It was Scott Walker, but I think it started before that. Newt Gingrich, maybe. But somewhere along the line, they end up with Trump. And now it's not just Trump. These people are coming across like people in Village of the Damned. I have not seen the recent Village of the Damned, but in the 60s, there was a Village of the Damned. And everybody walked around looking perfectly normal in an American town. Suddenly, with some signal, they stand still like statues, and then their eyes start to sparkle. It really, it was a very, very, very creepy thing. That's what the Republicans are like now, except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, most of them. They won't promote our military officers. They will not vote for money for any reason unless we now get rid of the debt deal, which we just terminated, which just concluded, I should say. They are trying to micromanage all of human conduct by the power of the purse and by saying, we're going to throw us into bankruptcy. What happened? What happened? And Fox is still enabling them. What, $790 million isn't enough? Didn't that take a hit? I mean, you fired Tucker Carlson, Smartmatic, and this guy Epps are suing you, and you're still lying about Joe Biden, still lying about China. Why don't you do a segment on the guy, the Chinese spy who's behind it? I'd like to see that. Why don't you do that? We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I wish it was only Fox News, but you have right-wing cogs in this state that bought into the big lie. The list goes on and on. Gableman, Voss. Heck, we got an elected senator that... he was in with the big lie and congressional delegation and everything else. So, but on the plus side here, I think civic media is a step in the right direction. You're getting local radio back, which helps on the local political end. And basically, people are able to hear the truth. People are able to call in here, like Jeannie from Eau Claire and other callers, and voice their opinions. And I think that's really going to help get the truth out there anyway, because you can't keep going on this way, in my mind. I think, for me, the thing that helped Judge Janet get on the Supreme Court was the three that were on there. Well, it was four of them that completely lied about the election and sided with Trump. So civic media is a big shout-out for the people that put this together. It's a big deal. You've lost a lot of your local papers and news. So basically today, I just want to give a shout-out to your callers and civic media getting the truth out. And I think Judge Janet's a big step in the right direction. So happy Friday to you, Matt, and thanks for you and your callers. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Listen, we really appreciate that. We're real proud of civic media. And the owners, Sage Weil and Mike Crudy, do a hell of a job. And so do all the announcers. My friend Dot Albo just leading into my show, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, that have come after me, and all the other hosts. We really appreciate our callers. We really appreciate you. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. Going back to the lines, Aiden of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Aiden, what's in your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, just wanted to let you know, I was just at the Sauk County Fair, and it was interesting. I went to the Democratic Party booth, and I went to the Republican Party booth. Stark difference from both. At the Democratic Party booth, they had giving out, you know, stickers that say, you know, go vote, that sort of thing, and then you could also write on a Post-it what issues you stood for. Things like that. At the Republican Party booth, they had four petitions you could sign, of course. Can you guess what they were? We got one for going after Hunter Biden, because I said, I sort of acted dumb, and I was like, oh, why are we going after Hunter? And he's like, well, his taxes, that sort of thing. Then the second one was, of course, keeping girls in sports, only girls that are born a female or whatever. The third one was keeping our border, you know, closed for, you know, whatever reason. And then the fourth one, I believe, was something to do with the military, but it was just, you know, they're getting you. And I said, where do these things go? You know, what happens if I, you know, if I sign up? Oh, they go to Ron Johnson. We send them over to Ron and he takes a look at them. It's like, come on.
Aiden, I love your call. I got to go to a break right now. Be sure to call out in the future. That's actually very valuable field research. Appreciate your call. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and
and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Baugh.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Monday with highs in the mid-70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to alert you to something that's going on in Florida. Remember, how many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Well, it's creeping in rather quickly. Down in Florida, after a lot of repressive legislation, all of which would have been stopped if we had a Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, Republicans filibustered it. We could have gotten rid of the filibuster just for that bill if Manchin and Sinema had gone along. They refused to go along. And here's an example of what's going on. Florida has a program to go after voter registration groups that reach out in minority communities. In the last less than two years, so it'd be October of 22 to, what is this, July of 23, less than 1 year, they have fined voter registration groups that reach out to minorities more than $100,000. Now, many of these groups, take something like the League of Women Voters, and I don't know if that was one of the ones that was fined or not, but it's very, very hard to raise money. Everybody that I know gets emails all the time saying, you know, contribute to my campaign. To give money to a voter registration group is very important, but not everybody does it. When you nick them for $100,000, you can put them out of business. And here's an example, one of the top reasons they were fined. Because they were fined because somebody that they counseled submitted an application to vote to the wrong county. You know, not that it was somehow wrong in other respects. This is an eligible voter, but it was the wrong county. But let me ask you a question. If you live in Bayside, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee to the north, just north of Fox Point. If somebody asked you, do you live in Ozaukee County or Milwaukee County? You could be in either county in that town, in that that village. I don't know what they call it. It's very small. There are ambiguities. A lot of people I talk to say, I say, who's your congressman? They don't know. Who's your state senator? Who's your member of the assembly? To find these people is wrong. But what it is doing is voter registrations have dropped in Florida since 2019, the last year preceding the presidential election. So you look at the voter registration the year before a presidential election. The last one was 2019. This is 2023. They've gone down. In Georgia, there were 100,000 challenges to voters, 100,000 challenges, virtually all of them African-American, Fulton County, or areas that vote Democratic. 89,000 of the 100,000 were filed by six people, right-wing activists. The other 11,000 came from 12 more right-wing activists, all supported by right-wing groups. All of this could have been barred, but chews up time for voter registration by having clerks have to deal with these spurious challenges, and the courts down there don't sanction these people or put them in jail for lying about these challenges. We go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Jack.
A couple of things are on my mind right now. The first thing, though, is that I wouldn't say fascism is creeping into Florida on little cat's feet. It's more like it's clomping in on Clydesdale hoof. secondly, there was a bill proposed in the Florida legislature that would ban any political party that had ever advocated slavery. And, of course, there's only one extant political party that's done that. That's the Democratic Party. So that would make Florida essentially a one-party state. That's sort of like Russia, China, North Korea. You get the picture. I'm wondering what happened to that bill, if it's still in the legislature or if they just gave up on it.
Yeah, I followed that bill, and for the benefit of all the people out there, the Democratic Party advocated slavery in the 1850s. That was when it was the Southern Party, the Slavery Party. The parties have completely flipped. Abraham Lincoln, they started the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin. Abraham Lincoln was an abolitionist. He freed the slaves. He fought a civil war, and the Republican Party, believe it or not, was the Civil Rights Party, the better right party for the rights of African-American people after 1860, right up through Franklin Roosevelt and beyond. Even Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s sent troops down to the South to integrate schools. Democratic presidents that came up, let's take in between Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, was a Democrat. He resegregated the federal service. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican presidents, had integrated the federal service employees. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, even back then, even back in 110 years ago, was a racist. He resegregated it. When Franklin Roosevelt, actually it was Al Smith in 1928 that put together a coalition that elected Franklin Roosevelt in 1932, that was the first time minorities were welcome in the Democratic Party. And then with Truman, and then obviously with Kennedy and so on. And then, but then, even then, there were parallel commitments to civil rights. Eisenhower had a commitment. What happened was Nixon adopted the Southern strategy to get the old right-wing Democrats from the South on his side. And then you fast forward, and I don't want to go through every president in the last 20 years, 30 years, but you end up with Trump. You end up with the Freedom Caucus. You end up with, so to Jack of Merrimack's question, that bill died. Down there, it didn't have enough votes to get on the floor. They realized that got so criticized. That it died. But the point is, they laid a marker down. When you do things like that, and everything that they're doing down there in Florida, finding $100,000 in less than a year, civil rights groups that reach out for voter registration, ginning up offenses, submitting the application in the wrong county. Okay, you just say it's the wrong county, put it in the right county. If they were in Bayside, you put it to Ozaukee County, they say, no, you're the street in Bayside that's in Milwaukee County. This is the appearance of the rule of law without the reality. This is what they do in Russia. This is what they do in China. They have elections. They do this and that. But only one guy's on the ballot and the other guy goes to jail. That's what it's like. Very, very sad with this Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Great show, Matt.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.